Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender USDA Choice boneless chuck roast or stew meat for $6.99 a pound. Then get 2 liter bottles of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $1.49 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, you know, looking through these things a little bit, you start to really notice something. You know, not only does history repeat itself if you don't learn something to change, history will repeat itself because you're surrounded by a bunch of people that love this nonsense that happened well over 4 years ago. And at the end of the day, they ain't going to benefit one thing out of it except nothing but sadness, misery, and disarray. Unless you're a one percenter. Which, by the way, let's go ahead and talk about it. Welcome to the J-Man Show here on
J360 Radio!
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? Welcome back to the J-Man Show for episode 361. Yes, we are getting that much closer to 400. And I am your host, J-Man, of course. And I know this episode has been in the wings for a while, but here we are. We are making it, y'all. And let me just tell you this. It's been a pretty interesting few days, haven't it? I told you. I told a lot of y'all way back when. You know, it's like this. I might as well not even try to make new episodes at this point. I should go ahead and just replay all of season one of the J-Man Show, because I covered a lot of this before. This is nothing new. Oh, America's decline has ended. Let me just tell you this. All this fear-mongering and stuff, right? That old boy in office does and all that kind of stuff. Did you like hearing the sound of his voice or whatever? Did you like hearing the uneducated rhetoric? Did you like hearing all the fear-mongering, all the lying, all the manipulation and stuff like that? Because here's the thing. You brought it back in again. America, this is the biggest case of returning to your abuser I have ever seen. Well, actually, considering like I'm an adult nowadays and all that kind of stuff, you know. Yeah, this is pretty understandable, you know, because, like, this happened in my prime, you know what I mean? Like, flashbacks of 2016, deja vu, this American carnage is ending. You know, honestly, he says that crap, and a lot of people say these things, but you see them out there doing whatever they want to do every year. Like, you see, like, them talking about how they're not making enough money and all this kind of stuff, but they go and they do what they want to do every year. Or they go and they do some of the most mind-numbingly stupid things, you know, such as causing problems for other people that are trying to be law-abiding citizens, and then some. And then you don't really want to follow the law anymore because of some nonsense that the police do and stuff like that. All this crazy shit that's going on. Like, see, the thing about it is, you can see how the laws and the rules can be manipulated at many different times. Like, you see them when you're on YouTube, you see them when you're on, like, Rumble, you see them on anything anymore. It's always like who's doing the talking when it comes to this stuff. And Trump is good for being a notorious bullshitter. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll say all that kind of stuff, but people forget that COVID was around during his time. He did all those kung flu jokes and all that kind of stuff. Some of y'all laughing at it. Some of y'all had COVID and you were laughing about it, but you didn't do anything for you to get better. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that, you know, he's got a gag order on certain reports that we need to know what's going on, withdrew us out at WHO, among other things, and not to mention cut back on affirmative action and the hiring clause that allows anybody to have equal opportunity, which varies sometimes because, you know, some people just don't want you, and then some people don't think you have the credentials enough and all that kind of stuff, which pretty much damns people too, in addition to other things. And these are executive orders he's doing. You know? And you see, the thing about it is a lot of y'all are afraid of executive orders, but you don't realize they can be canceled out too. Congress would have to come together to talk about it and do what they can to put like a little stop on it if they can, if possible. There are ways that he can be challenged when it comes to an executive order. You have to look it up though. You know what I'm saying? You really have to do your research. You really have to pay attention to what's going on, because, see, in Trump's world, Trump doesn't care as long as he has absolute power and absolute ways of doing whatever he wants to do. And you see, considering this country could not hold him accountable for a lot of the things he did, such as when he pardoned those 1,600 insurrectionists. They're not true patriots, they were insurrectionists. See, this country has a way of defining terrorism when they give it a race and a face. They don't say, oh, you know, if it's all white, you can go ahead and do any sort of crime you want to. It'll be a slap on the wrist. But once again, you're going ahead and you're making systemic racism powerful as it needs to be, too, when it shouldn't have that kind of whole thing. You know, being black in America, you know, you could be afraid of a lot of things. You could be afraid of getting mistreated by your own people, because guess what? They don't have a problem with black people attacking other black people to wipe out black people and black neighborhoods and all that kind of stuff, because it wouldn't be no opposition for them. And they can come in and buy up our neighborhoods cheap and utilize it as a way to go ahead and keep the white plight going. You know, racism never really died out. But, you know, I got to tell you this. I'm looking at the other side of things, the ones that don't want racism to be around. And what happened to y'all? Have y'all put like a little gag order on yourselves and stuff like that? You're supposed to be fighting this, just like I am. Like, I really, really, really am tired of a lot of stuff. And the fact that we are back here fighting again, you know, we have to do this, because guess what? If you become apathetic like everybody else, or if you become selfish about things, and if you're not standing up for what is right, what is the most important thing, you know, what are you then? An NPC? Somebody just let this stuff goes on forever? But you got to know the nature of what you're fighting about. And some of y'all have forgotten. I mean, when Joe Biden got in office, you know, was he the best president? I don't know, because, see, we were on IR. We were on recovery for quite a bit of things. But you see, the thing about it is everybody was blaming him for those gas prices, or everybody was blaming him because eggs was up like $7 and all that other stuff about groceries. But then you look at some of these executive orders that went through here. What the hell does this have to do with your grocery bill? And while we're on the subject, yeah, you talk about your grocery bill, but your ass was over there at Ocean City staying over for, let us say, 3 to 5 days. You know what I mean? Some of y'all are ridiculous with your money. If you think about it, like, a lot of this stuff is because you are not responsible with your own damn finances. And then at the end of the day, you want to take it out on somebody else about things. Trust me, y'all are still out here for some damn reason. You know? And you think voting for Trump is going to get all that stuff low again. You think Trump is going to bring back manufacturing jobs and all that stuff, right? Dare I say this, and it ain't politically correct, but I love to fight y'all on your own terms from time to time, too. Get this, right? I don't think them little Chinese boys are going to give up their job just so you can feel comfortable doing a job. Do you understand what I'm saying? I think at the end of the damn day, the whole nationalism, America first, and all that kind of stuff is a few decades too late, because hello, globalization, jackass. Alright? You know, a lot of import, export, that's our economy. You know, if anything, the euro is happily kicking the shit out of the dollar a lot of times for various reasons. And when you don't think about that Federal Reserve like anything, you aiming at the wrong stuff. Y'all be looking at immigrants and everything. Which, once again, the immigrant situation is a government thing that needs to be taken care of, needs to be looked into, needs to be regulated better. Somewhere along the line, they forgot to really look and check and make sure, like, all of that stuff is taken care of and to do updates and follow up on the people that are brought in this country on a working visa. But you see, you went a little bit further because now you mess with birthright citizenship. And you mess with other things that seemingly weren't a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, pay attention, y'all. Like, any of y'all that bothered watching that BS on the 20th, I went ahead and I just watched Dr. King because, you know, like, if anything, keeping Dr. King's dream alive is important. We'll dive into that a little bit later, too, because some of y'all been slipping. I can't just go at Trump without going at the rest of y'all. But here's the thing. The whole thing about any of these things being repealed, thrown out, and all that kind of stuff, once again, that's something that we the people used. You know what I mean? That was put in place for the people. Not for the people he like or the one percenters out there that don't want to do right by people. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, everything that for you and me and all the rest of you 99 percenters out there and stuff, like, we like our weekends, we like our remote work, we like all those things, right? And it's capable. People like Trump and company over there, they don't like that stuff. Any little bit of freedom or any little bit of making life livable, you know, and not being a billionaire and stuff like that is automatically kryptonite to them. They have a problem with it. And then, of course, you got those people who are brainwashed that think they're going to get a hell of a lot of money from this. They're not going to get a whole lot of money. They're going to get some pennies off the dollar because of certain regulations are being thrown out. So there is a little bit more money that comes in to the company so they can slap at you and say that you have a bonus. Lying is everywhere and prevalent. And misinformation is all the rage. This is the most beautiful fucked up marriage ever, if you think about it. These executive orders are not going to help anybody. This is just like anything else. I got to say this about Trump, though. He has like a strong base because all them fools out there that believe that he going to do all this stuff, because he talks to them on their level, as ignorant and ill-informed as may be and all that kind of stuff, and the fear-mongering and the rhetoric and the QAnon bullshit. Yes, all of that stuff that's going on right there, he at least meets them about it. The Democratic Party should have met the working people halfway. A lot more. Don't just rely on social media. Don't just rely on the new tech. You know, the best way to really meet people and stuff like that is for that connection. That, you know what I mean? Eye to eye. Speak to the people. Be there for the people. Do more. And not only that, we the people, if we're really feeling what you have to say and we really understand what you're trying to do, we'll be behind you. But you need to honor your deals. And the thing about it is, a lot of people talk about how the Democrats didn't honor their deals, whereas at the same time, the Republican Party ain't going to honor a damn thing for you unless you're in a certain tax bracket. And you know, if you're in middle class, they damn sure don't want you there. See, they wanted to kill off middle class, and they wanted to exploit the working class, and that's why you got a whole bunch of these businesses that love to flex on you about their record-making profits. I bring it up on the show all the time, especially this program. You know what I'm saying? Like, all this stuff is about money, and people will always, it's about money, and it's about control. Anything that's regulating to the news, like anything about the world health, climate change, all that kind of stuff, well, who's going to be doing that in this country, right? And how much money am I going to be paying for that wing of the government? Do you see what I'm saying? The government is supposed to work for the people, all right? Not the other way around. And you see, when you got businessmen and you got people out there that love it their way, and think that all this stuff is fine because it's their way, they're going to do whatever they can to dictate down to you about this stuff. It's unfortunate, but that's what they do. You know what I'm saying? They don't want you to have, like, 2 days off and stuff like that. I mean, you can look at Walmart like that. You ever seen, like, a rotating schedule from Walmart? Sometimes that shit is hell. Especially if they're going to put you in a spot knowing that, put you in a spot that you don't like to work in, put you in a spot during times that you don't want to work, and knowing they're going to go ahead and put you on another time where you don't even get enough sleep or any of that stuff. And they dialed back a lot of the DEI stuff. Now I know this before any of you try to say I'm a Democrat. And let me tell you this, if you do, I'm going to cross kick you in the fucking face because I'm not a Democrat. Much in the same way I'm not a Republican. Diversity is a very beautiful thing. We did not need a wing of the government to do a whole lot of all that stuff. That was extra. I get that. you know? But here's the thing. A lot of y'all still, you know, because some of y'all are no filter and without responsibility, you kept going a little too far with it, so they ended up making something like that to keep your ass in check. You understand what I'm saying? Like, some of that stuff probably wouldn't be made if you just act right and just be like, whatever to it, you know? The same thing for, like, any of that stuff about transsexuals and all these other things. It's like this. Do I think that the news went a little too far covering LGBTQ? Some of the news networks out here, they go a little too damn far with anything as long as it sells, especially the top three. But we're not diving in the news of the world alone this time. What I'm saying is that did they do a lot of coverage of it? Yeah. And they left out the idea of actual people who are suffering. You know what I'm saying? Like, they are so desensitized to school shootings nowadays. They are so desensitized to, you know, black people fighting against other black people based off of anything and stuff. You know, it's just gotten ridiculous. To them, a fight between two black people in Baltimore is a Tuesday. And sometimes it does happen on Tuesday. Do you see what I'm saying? You should never, ever think like that sometimes. You know, like, if I'm ever aware of these things, and I usually am, it's like this. It's like, what led to this? How can it be prevented? How can I have a safe space for, like, you know, my kids or my nieces, nephews, and all that kind of stuff? Like, what am I going to do now to help them out and all that kind of stuff? Will the hood ever get better? Will things ever get to that point where, like, you know, things will be safe for people? I don't know. With the way all this stuff is going these days, that's the big question. But, you know, like I said, any of them, the executive orders, they're not going to help us. I mean, they'll probably help a certain crowd of people out there. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just like this. Again, nobody's thinking about us. Nobody's thinking about not just black people. Nobody's thinking about Hispanics. Nobody's thinking about, you know, Asian cultures. Nobody's thinking about, like, any of us. And then some, they damn sure don't think about Native Americans. You know, it's just like, any of this stuff to be outlandish and all this other crap, and then just thinking that you can all have your way. Life is like that, where it tells you cannot have it your way. You know what I mean? And you shouldn't be over there crying about money that you'll never see, or worried about things that you don't have no control over. You understand what I'm saying? Like, remember when Joe Biden was in office and a lot of y'all are sitting there talking like you could do the presidential job and stuff? Y'all can't even do presidential job in your own fucking neighborhood, man. Like, some of y'all in your domestic policy, you can't even run your families like anything. You can't even control or do much without Budweiser in one hand and maybe like a belt in the other and stuff like that. And then comes the other thing where, like, your foreign policy, where you over there with your neighbors, you can't even react or relate to your neighbors like any damn thing. You understand what I'm saying? If you can't be a part of a community, which at the same time a country is like a community in a way, and get people to work together and actually talk to them and be respectful about things and get the damn job done, I don't want to hear it. Because on one side, one group is blustering, the other group is feeling the pain, but they're still blustering, saying, oh, we're going to come back in 4 years. Oh, we're going to be ready. There's going to be something to make. Yeah, it's just like, after a while, you should have done something. You understand what I'm saying? Now, this is that moment where we the people, because a lot of us feel like, there's nothing we can do. Yes, we can. There's a lot of things we can do. We can do things beyond the government. See, some of y'all give the government way too much credit than anything. There should be no reason or no mandate to tell you that you need a reason to do the right thing and to help people. If you wanted to help people, you can help people. And don't film it and put it on TikTok, social media, or any other outlet. Just do it because it's the kindness of your heart. Do it because it feels good. Be in the moment. Live in the moment. You know, like, when all of y'all were on TikTok, or, like, you know, you cried about it. Like, somebody even tried to get, like, 5 other creators together, or 7, whatever. And her stupid ass, you know, even though she has connections in the White House at the time, she over there trying to sue the Attorney General about it. For what? I mean, what? Because you have a following there? You can have a following on any platform. There are multiple platforms out there you could actually grow on. You know what I'm saying? And TikTok caused a lot of brain rot and mental health issues for people, among other things. And people were still blindly like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Some of y'all were on my Facebook doing a whole bunch of long paragraphs and all these video essays about it and all that. It's just stupid. Because it was going to get banned. And then all of a sudden Trump shows up and says, no, it won't be banned. We're going to be working together. It was the biggest PR stunt next to him getting shot in the ear. That wasn't real. All this stuff is a lie. You know what I mean? And then some of y'all accessed and got back on it. And of course, you got worse. You know? And then among other things, like, yeah, there might be some good creators on TikTok. There might be a lot of things. But don't get blinded to the point where you got to realize this. TikTok's not a person. It don't have feelings. It could care less whether you're on it or not. Do you understand what I'm saying? Well, TikTok steals your data. All social media steals your data. The point about all these things is you either do better or you have control about things. You look at your machine. You look at your phone. Look at your phone right now. You probably are listening to the show on it. Your phone serves you, not the other way around. You understand? Take control back. Take control back about a lot of things. Like, you know, here's the thing. If you know about certain news out there that America's not a part of, well, guess what? America's not going to float off the earth, okay? Go ahead and look at those newsletters. Sign up for them. And you know what I mean? Anything that is public is for the public, like PBS. They're trying to get rid of PBS. They're trying to get rid of NPR. They're trying to get rid of lots of things that deal with the public because we are the public. And stuff that's made for the public belongs to us. And if you are falling asleep at the wheel and you let them get away with all that kind of stuff, once again, you fell asleep at the wheel just like you did on election day, which all this shit could have been avoided. You understand what I'm saying? Whether you like Kamala or not, like, at the end of the day, what the hell make you think he's the answer? He's not the answer to anything other than, like, oh, I want to get my money. It's money you're never going to fucking see. You understand what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, you're never going to see that great money you think you're going to have. And at the end of the damn day, if you already made enough money, if you already have enough outlets, I mean, remember hustle culture? Like, I guess it must have not worked out for a lot of y'all since y'all were complaining. But you know, all that influencer bullshit that y'all keep buying into and stuff like that? It's because you're not being smart about your finances and stuff. If you actually cut off a few things, if you actually manage stuff a little bit better in your life, maybe then you'll actually have some leadership skills to counter this stuff so that you can actually do a lot better now. I can wake up every damn day even knowing, like, if I am not being mature at one point or another, I'm smarter than Trump's ass, let alone Musk too. And all the rest of these damn people and stuff like that. You over here worrying about nepotized people. People born into money. That ain't thinking that they're going to share this money with you. They're not going to share this stuff with you. You know, and like during... Well, hey, for those of my Dragon Ball Z fans out there, right? Why was Vegeta mad at Gohan after the Cell series? Think about it. Why was he mad at him? Because Gohan didn't train anymore. Gohan got rusty. Gohan was, you know, he managed to get his power back and then some. He managed to get that mystic stuff a little bit later. But I'm talking about Z. I'm not talking about Super and all the rest of them. Man, fuck all that. I'm talking about, like, what happened, right? Because he didn't train. He slacked off in peacetime, which he said, don't slack off in peacetime. You see, the thing about, like, 2020 and all that stuff, Biden got in, we all felt a little easier. We thought Trump was over and stuff like that. Little did you realize that all those people, they didn't want this stuff to be over. Some of these people love this carnage and crap like that because they profit and thrive off of it. But the thing about it is, you don't slack off during this time. The Democratic Party should have known that shit. You don't slack off at any point about this stuff. You be ready. Like, even with, like, racial equity and all that stuff, it's still a possible goal. But the point is that you got to be willing to fight for it during rough times, during times where things are uncertain, all that kind of stuff. Like, sometimes they say in order to preserve peace, you got to be ready to go to war. Things like that. And, like, when it comes right down to the Civil Rights Movement and all that stuff, y'all be sitting there saying, the Civil Rights Movement's over, all that stuff. And it didn't end. Civil Rights Movement doesn't have a fucking ending. Because if we're all over here talking about what happened 400 or 500 years ago, and we still fighting for our way of the land and all the stuff to come together and things like that, the Civil Rights Movement never fucking ended. It lives on in all of us who are not of the white color. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm civil rights, you're civil rights, all that kind of stuff. We're supposed to keep those things together. We were supposed to keep Dr. King's dream alive. You know what I mean? In addition to, like, if you look at all of your leaders, all of our civil rights leaders, and even in the Black Panthers and all, like, there were a lot of trouble and a lot of infighting and stuff like that, but there were people who were dedicated to the cause, and we need to be dedicated to the cause without the idea of some of our own having to die first, if you think about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, history repeated itself because, once again, people didn't bother learning for some damn reason. You know what I mean? Oh, the vaccines did it. No, the vaccines didn't fucking do it. You just didn't want to take responsibility and do what needed to be done. You didn't take the time to ask questions. And, you know, like, those that are really ingrained in the MAGA cult, they're like that. And then those over there in the woke crowd, talking about all of those other people that they really haven't helped out. You know, but they say all that stuff. Apparently, you know, it didn't help them enough to be pushing forward to make sure, like, the powers that be stay. Do you understand what I'm saying? The fact that that happened, and I had a feeling it would, because at the end of the day, we as a people, we still are apathetic. We still feel as though things need to be our way and no other way and all that stuff until something hits close at home. When proximity comes and affects things. You know, like how the opioid crisis that's floating around now? Well, when it was affecting Black people and Hispanic people, it wasn't a crisis. But as soon as it started going into them rich neighborhoods and them white kids and all that kind of stuff, then it became a problem. You see what I'm saying? That kind of backwards-ass thinking is what causes these issues. They need to stop. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like this. When you keep trends going like this, that is a problem. You know, it is a real bad issue upon issues. Like, I always tell people this, you know, I'm always in the war at home because that's all this is after a while. And, you know, like, those executive orders and all that kind of stuff coming down the pipeline and stuff, some of that shit is unconstitutional as hell, you know? But, of course, this is where every single one of us needs to be smarter than our government. You know, instead of worrying about how the hell you're not 20 anymore, how about working on getting some skill sets, reading a few things, having access to other things so that you can be better than your government? You know what I'm saying? Like, when you take something such as, like, absolute power or, like, leadership powers, especially on the grand stage, and you give it to, instead of to somebody who's competent or somebody who can actually do the job, and you give it to somebody who believes in only billionaires' plights and all that kind of stuff because it's all he's been around, it's all he's ever going to know. That is a new form of modern neo-slavery. That's what that is. That's just some new slave mentality that, once again, what kind of society is this? You know? And then I could go on about other things, y'all. Not even government play. I can go ahead and talk about, like, OnlyFans girls and the way people treat each other and all that kind of stuff. That shit's not normal either. Like, did you know, like, after I was done talking about Bonnie Blue, her and Lily Phillips teamed up to go ahead and gangbang some other people and stuff? Yeah, once again, it's another one of these damn lotteries. This shit isn't cool. And I'm talking about those that are getting inspired to do this shit. You know, it's just, once again, there are other ways to get about living a comfortable life. I mean, at the end of the day, I know a lot of y'all don't want to be responsible. A lot of y'all don't want to wait that long or any of that kind of stuff. It's only going to take as long as necessary if you know how to do these things. You know, if you know how to budget, if you know how to be aware of things, and you just understand this, if you're not a fucking idiot, your money won't run out. You know, it's just ridiculous. And these two women, it's like, oh my God. And then you look at all the other women out there that are empowered by this. And then, of course, you know, in the woke crowd, sex work is work. Yeah, you know, this is something we should empower. The fuck it is. Because at the end of the day, you should not be treating people to make anybody else feel less than zero. You want to know who the real losers are in this? All of us that have to deal with this nonsense. Those are the real losers. The term loser is so broad, and at the end of the day, the category is so varied now, we're all in it. But, you know, we could go ahead and turn this around. We could go ahead and make things better. And I'll be honest, for some of you young girls out there, some of you real, real young girls, don't do what they do. Don't be a part of any of that stuff. You get nothing out of it. And then, like some of you men out there, you're better than this. I mean, even some of you incels out there, you know, a lot of y'all, like, pretty smart, but you're not smart enough to get yourself out of your own funk that you keep putting yourself into and things like that. Oh, yeah, sure, they make fun of you. People on YouTube are making fun of people regardless. That's all they ever do. Some of the most garbage content out there is making money off your misery, and that's really fucked up. You know, if there's certain things that you don't want to put out there, don't put it out there. But I'm telling you this, a lot of y'all that are suffering right now, you don't have to suffer any longer if you just break away and you really think about what you've been doing to yourself and really just understand that your responsibility is you. All right? Now, I'm not going to take time out of my day to go ahead and, like, you know, some of my friends voted for Trump. I'm not going to go after them. They're going to know full well what the hell they voted for. As soon as that stuff comes down the pipeline and affects part of their livelihood, they're going to be saying some stuff. But I like to let you all know this, though. On the real, this whole damn thing, again, could have been avoided. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care if there's certain black folks that don't like me. Oh, shit. It doesn't matter at that point because it should be bigger than my beef with you. This is about the neighborhood. This is about the country. This is about, you know, a lot more than that. And it's just nothing but twisted nature, you know? It's like, I'm trapped in the madness, man. This whole thing is just ridiculous, vexing, tiresome. But as per usual, you know, I'm willing to fight. I'm willing to jump back in. And there are moments where, like, when I make these episodes and all that kind of stuff, will I lose followers? Hey, like I said, life is complicated. Things are real. Butts will be hurt. And you're just going to have to check your ego at the door. And it's the same way if I go on, like, other shows and all that kind of stuff. Like, this ain't helping nobody, man. Like, this whole shit is not helping anybody. But, you know, I'm not really worried about Trump. Because at the end of the day, if it's just like what it was in 2016, all of them fools are going to be up there. They're going to be infighting. They're going to have their egos fall out. They're going to be quitting jobs. It's going to look just like the City of Rapture and Bioshock after a while. Because you know what? Because every damn one of them is a paranoid, schizophrenic loser. And filled with narcissism to the brim. And you know what? That's just starting with his family. So here's the whole thing. Any of y'all that want this dysfunction and stuff like that? Well, you got it. Ride that shit out. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be right there too. And I always say this. Like, you know, whoever that president is, I'm going to live. I'm going to thrive anyway. But I always say, you know what? Prove me wrong. And already he just proved to me that he not only kept the same shoes from 2016, but he's flexing in them. Because that's all this stuff is. And you know, you think about it, it's like, how do we bounce back from this? Well, you know what? I got an idea for it, but I'm going to let you figure it out. I'm going to let you figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Because the dysfunction was already here. Now it's just amplified. So, you know, that's more of your thing, boo-boo. I got to get ready for the Eagles game on Sunday, and hopefully they beat out the Washington Commanders and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I never thought I would see all this stuff happen again, but I kind of had a hunch. I kind of had, like, you know, because nobody really likes progress, and the race to the bottom is still a race, right? You know what I mean? Damn with trying to improve yourself and actually trying to get to the top of things. Damn with trying to get to the green. Damn with trying to have equity and people being able to get a nice home without government assistance and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? To hell with any of us trying to win out in the game, right? Because it's so easy to just don't try. Well, you know what? Fuck that rule. I'm going to go ahead and win. I'm going to go ahead and try. I'm going to do what I got to do. And hopefully a lot of y'all will join me. And if you're going to be on the other side of the fence, whatever, it's been real. You know? Because at the end of the day, I can't just see myself sitting back on this kind of issue. You know? And like, speaking about like the subject matter on my show, it's my damn show. And for like 30 to 45 minutes, you can handle me speaking about the issues right here. You know? And it's not going to hurt you to really pay attention, especially if you're well over the age of 18. If you're over the age of 18, you're in voting age. You need to pay attention to this shit. Because they want you to be apathetic. They want you to not be involved. They want you to not vote. They don't want you to do a lot of things. And of course, you'll sit right there and say, it's my right not to care. Okay, cry about it then. You know? When things get rough, because you could have been involved. I mean, I'm not going to go ahead and throw too many stones at you. But yeah, that's usually how it goes. Because a lot of people are trying to do that whole rationalize their fallacies or rationalize their faults and all that kind of stuff. You know, that's just all people do. In addition to, like, when it comes to mental health. And, you know, honestly, this actually goes against the rules of mental health, per se, because you're not supposed to, it's a stigma to tell people this stuff, but here's the thing, you can talk about problems, you can communicate about problems, but here's about the thing, why do we tap dance around the issue when we know what the issue is here? And the truth is, as we unlock that issue, we need to talk about it, and then eventually, guess what, move on from it. Yeah, I hate to say it, but, you know, they don't want to tell you this stuff because, hey, guess what? You know, that's money in that, right? Your misery is always bankable. Remember that. If there's one thing I've taught you on this series, it is that your misery, whether you have problems in social or whether you have problems on social media, whether you have problems, you know, just about anywhere, there is some sort of price tag they can put on that shit and actually use it against you, and it's really, really fucked up. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Now you're with me on this. And like I always say, make sure you get to that point where you're over it. Make sure you get to that point where they can't hurt you with that stuff anymore. That's what I'm talking about. Heal as much as you need, but I need to see some progress. Because I can't do the fighting alone, and I know, like, a lot of y'all out there, probably on your own shows or whatever, are tired of this shit, too, and you can't do your fighting alone and stuff. You know, like, you look at all these things, right? And you're just like, damn. Here we go again. And that's sometimes, that's just the way it is. And if you know exactly what you're standing for, then be about it, you know? And I am definitely about racial equity, and I'm definitely about, you know, people actually working on getting ahead in life, you know, and doing what needs to be done and achieving on your merit, not exactly your race, not exactly your taxable income or any of that other damn shit they try to use as a stipulation on us, you know, your age and all that kind of stuff, holding you back. Shit's so damn ridiculous anymore. And you know, there's a lot of things that were not perfect, no, but they could be improved upon. But good luck getting them improved with selfishness from the 1% and selfishness from other damn people out here that don't have any awareness of what's going on. And that's just really, really sad. But you know what, though? I'm going to get on out of here because I'm already letting the world know exactly that I'm alive and well, so... You know, but I want you all to really pay attention and take care of yourselves, and you know, put yourselves first from time to time, and just understand, like, we are living in them abnormal moments that are now amplified, because this is opening tour now. This is a 4-year tour of nonsense coming. But anyway, I gotta get going. Jams is happening tomorrow night at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern on Friday. This is J-Man signing off. Take care of yourselves. Peace.
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA Choice boneless chuck roast or stew meat for $6.99 a pound. Then get 2 liter bottles of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $1.49 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.